Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
America began with a covenant, and on this day, we give thanks for the founding of this great nation. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, I think sometimes we really take the whole thing of being grateful, Thanksgiving, lightly. We think, oh, I can't wait to sit down and eat and have, which is great. That's great to be together and spend time. But we have so much to be grateful to the Lord for every day, not just on one day. And the history of Thanksgiving is incredible. I mean, with the pilgrims, let's start with pilgrims, what they went through to come to this country, establish the Mayflower Compact. I mean, many of them died in the process. It was a great sacrifice on their behalf.
Yeah, friction rose between the pilgrims and some of the other travelers on the Mayflower. And to quell the conflict and preserve unity, two pilgrim leaders drafted the Mayflower Compact before going ashore. Then America's first great governmental document was signed in 1620 by the adult male members of the pilgrims on the Mayflower. The Mayflower Compact clearly stated their purpose, that they had undertaken this voyage for, quote, the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith, close quote.
You know, and I think that's so important to focus on that and to remember that in a culture now that is trying so much to take God out of everything and bring in these anti-Christian agendas, they came to this country, they sacrificed, they lost family members to advance the Christian faith.
Yeah, that was the whole purpose. This was not an easy voyage.
No.
This was not a cruise ship. This was a very difficult voyage across the sea. This agreement established the idea of self-government through the laws made by the people. The Mayflower Compact was not a constitution, but rather it was an adaptation of a Puritan church covenant to a civil situation. Now, today, you know, the Constitution gives us freedom of religion or affirms that right, freedom of speech, the right to petition the government. And we thank God for all of America's blessings. And we must fervently, I think, protect these freedoms. Otherwise, we will lose them.
And, you know, America's first national Thanksgiving occurred in 1789 after having won independence and adopting the U.S. Constitution. According to the congressional record, for September 25th of that year, the first act after framing of the Bill of Rights.
Yeah, and some of the America's founding fathers were direct descendants of these pilgrim settlers, from which the tradition of our modern Thanksgiving originates. Included in this group are John Adams, John Trumbull, and Noah Webster. These descendants openly maintained the faith of their forefathers and expressed continued thankfulness to God. Mm-hmm. In fact, Noah Webster stated, the schoolmaster to America, and he's often referred to as the schoolmaster to America. He's a descendant of the Pilgrim Governor William Bradford. He defined Thanksgiving as follows, quote, a public celebration of divine goodness, also a day set apart for religious services, specially to acknowledge the goodness of God, either in any remarkable deliverance from calamities or danger, or in the ordinary dispensation of his bounties. The practice of appointing an annual Thanksgiving originated in New England. That's from Noah Webster, from where we get the famous Webster's Dictionary.
And, you know, it's so important to realize the founders, their emphasis on Thanksgiving and prayer. In fact, by 1815, various state governments had issued at least 1,400 official prayer proclamations. That's almost half for times of Thanksgiving and prayer, and the other half for times of fasting and prayer. That's phenomenal.
That's a phenomenal response of this early American history, relying upon God for prayer. And following, you know, the pilgrims' examples, Thanksgiving celebrations were common throughout the New England area. After the April 1775 battles of Lexington and Concord, a city in Massachusetts issued a Thanksgiving proclamation that November. It urged people, even as war continued, to give thanks for all their blessings, including the following, quote, devoutly to offer up their unfeigned praises to Almighty God, that the lives of our officers and soldiers have been so remarkably preserved, while our enemies have fell before them, that our unnatural enemies, instead of ravaging the country with uncontrolled sway, are confined within such narrow limits to their own mortification and distress, environed by the American army, brave and determined, close quote. Throughout the War of Independence, the Continental Congress called for official days of thanksgiving and prayer through 8 separate proclamations. Congress also issued 7 proclamations for times of fasting and prayer. Thus, the national governing body, of which many founders were a part, called for a total of 15 official times of prayer.
You know, that's amazing. And the New Hampshire Speaker of the House, John Langdon, he was a later signer of the U.S. Constitution and governor of New Hampshire. He wrote a Thanksgiving proclamation in 1778 where he clearly acknowledged a strong reliance on God.
Yeah, he said, quote, the mercies which, notwithstanding our great unworthiness, we are constantly receiving at the hands of Almighty God ought ever to remind us of our obligations to Him, and it becomes our especial duty at the close of a year to unite together in rendering thanks to the divine disposer of all good for the bounties of His providence conferred on us in the course thereof. It's incredible because what you find here is just this long-established history going back to the early pilgrims when they came here in the Mayflower Compact and the first celebration of Thanksgiving that also continued to go through history in our early founding, even before America was the United States of America, all the way up to the founding of the United States of America and continuing.
And you talk about the great sacrifice. I mean, we're easy to complain about simple things, but I mean, they totally put their lives on line. Many lost their lives as a result to come over here and establish this. And the Mayflower Compact, they did that while they were still on the ship. So they said, we're going to not have a constitution, but an adaptation of the Puritan Church covenant to the situation, to help us live in unity.
They used what they were familiar with their church covenant, and they applied
church
it to civil government. That's right, and that's where you get the Mayflower Compact. In fact, the Mayflower Compact is one of the documents that we taught when I was Dean of Liberty University School of Law in the foundations of law. When you're looking at the development of law, Mayflower Compact is one of those significant documents in the history of law. Well, America's first national Thanksgiving actually occurred in 1789 after having won independence and adopting the U.S. Constitution. According to the Congressional Record, September 25th of that year, the first act after framing the Bill of Rights was that, quote, the following. I won't read the whole thing, but here's a portion of it. Mr. Elias Boudinot said he could not think of letting the session pass without offering an opportunity to all the citizens of the United States of joining with one voice in returning to Almighty God their sincere thanks for the many blessings He had poured down upon them. With this view, therefore, he would move the following resolution. The resolution is this: resolved that a joint committee of both houses be directed to wait upon the President of the United States to request that he would recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer. Mr. Roger Sherman justified the practice of thanksgiving on any single event, not only as a laudable one in itself, but also as warranted by a number of precedents in Holy Writ. This example he thought worthy of a Christian imitation on the present occasion, close quote.
So, you know, I think it's so important when we sit down and enjoy each other's company on Thanksgiving to remember to have that attitude of gratefulness throughout the year, every day, but also to remember the sacrifice of our founders to have the freedom to do that in this country. Many countries don't have that freedom, and it was their blood that was shed and their commitment to the Lord that allows us to come together and have religious freedom, speech, and assembly to come together.
Well, you know, Christmas, of course, is a holiday that's celebrated worldwide. Thanksgiving is a holiday that is unique to the United States of America, and we have that unique, amazing history that goes back to the early pilgrims and the signing of the Mayflower Compact in 1620, and then continues all the way to the present. What a great history that we have inherited.
And we should never take that for granted.
And never take it for granted. So join together with family and friends in giving thanks to God on this Thanksgiving Day. From all of us at Liberty Council, may you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. For more information, visit lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.